out several different ways to do it, but to continue to do that, to offer nighttime protection to these early seedlings and to do what we can to keep the soil. So,
right.
So that continues to be a focus in the garden. And then to just look at our space and figure out what we've got and start to put it in.
Okay.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, because I've been in my own garden space, filling it up, putting things in the rows, and realizing that I have more things that I want to put in the garden. My saliva buds are going crazy for some of these things, but I'm running out of space. So what can I do to maximize the space I have in my garden to get the biggest bang for my buck?
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to talk this morning a little bit about not forgetting about our vertical spaces. We can grow a lot of crops quite successfully going up instead of allowing them to travel all over the garden floor. And one of the crops that does very well vertically, in addition to peas and beans, is things like cucumbers and melons and some of the smaller winter squash like acorn and delicata.
Oh.
And creating for these crops in the row instead of placing them on the ground and letting them travel everywhere, putting up like something we may have done for our peas, say a little pea fence, a little chicken wire, something for them to climb up so that their growth can go up instead of out.
Okay.
So that's a good way to maximize the use of some of our space.
Now,
and then I wanted to talk about the Three Sisters method. I'm going to put in a bunch of corn, and I'm going to pick a variety that's very short season.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some corn seed down here on our seed rack. I was looking the other day that can germinate in cooler soils. So that's a little big of a plus for some of our folks who want to put in some corn, but maybe the soils are still cool and seeds are not germinating quite so quickly. So so to keep an eye on the type of corn you're putting in. You and I had talked just a bit before we got on the air about the Three Sisters method.
Right.
That this was a way that the Native American population here in this continent grew their corn